Let me give you a critical line. This is the Igros Moshe Shemishbet Beis. When to find it, it's not your day. It's a Choshe Mishbet Beis, right? Simen Ayin Gimel. And sub paragraph Dalit. They discuss his treifa and gosis. He has a very important observation. There's a Tshuva Sarashbo, which he just makes reference to. Kakal Rashbo B'Tshuva. I didn't scribble it down, I have it in the other page, in the Sarnish. Rashbo says, Igmo says, Trefa Enochaya. So the Kashi, the Sarnish asks, and my Shreya Zatzal asks the same thing, but it's not true. The Trefa Chaya. We do surgeries, as on people. Today, we take out kidneys, we make holes in the stomach, and people live. So the Rajbo says, unbelievable truth of the Rajbo, that whoever tells you that is lying. Period. Total denial. The Gemara said, Trefa in Achaya, it's in Achaya. And if someone tells you, I have a Trefa, that's Achaya, so he lies. People lie. It's simple as all that. Unusual tshuva denies the facts. Listen to this. Af api sheyire bedakei harafua shebiyodeinu she'eino mamisim ve'efshe shetichia ubezmaneinu yodua l'chol olam kulu she'ikor harbe dvorim minyonei trefos שחיים חיי בריאים, גם חיים ארוכים, ומגיעים גם לגבורות. Now they do chaya, they do to a man, he lives to a lady. They cut out his stomach, they cut out a whole lung. They cut out ulcers from the stomach, and people survive, right? Rein osa nituchim misrapim, גם שחות קוטרים חלק מבני מים, ואוסן אף בריאו חתוכים, וידוע שהרבה אינשי שאוסן מתוכן כאלו הם אנושם בריאים עוסקים במחתם, כניר נושם בריאים. They're not sick anymore, they're perfectly healthy, they go back to work. ידוע שמתחילו בוטקו הרופים זה על בעלי חיים, and surely no one did any surgery on a human being before they did the same thing to animals. Now you'll tell me humans aren't bound by treifas. Says no, it sure doesn't want to accept that. Bade they saw that on the animals nischapu v'choyu habishonim, right? Oz heitichu lehem midini habedina v'amalchus nimso sheyudu azeh gam b'behemus v'chayus, right? V'arambam v'harbe rofim gedolim bizmano, time of the Rambam gam harbe shonim kodim beze dvorim me'evo shebizman ha'tanon v'amorim v'oye efshel lichyos. Was manenu, right? Efshel nishtana hateva. Efshel ischape velichos boze shalachin kishenech laodom beivorim apnimim. Right? Efshel raposo. Right? Therefore, nisu lachto bitchilo vishrotzim v'chayos v'behemos. V'also lehem shazishilo laso ze gambinshi. V'choldo v'do nosu machlo shosim lem nituchim. Vu beimitzad chidush hayidia beimitzad chidush hateva. That's the most critical line. Shana hateva is a cheap shot. World changed, so the Rashba is right. In his time, anyone who said treif achaye is a dirty liar. Our time is a different world. The world changed. Biological laws were modified, and now it's possible. So the Shver and the Chazanish, you'll see, makes the same concession. That maybe not nature changed. Maybe ideas had never changed. Nature doesn't change. Knowledge changed. Right? Therefore, he says, right? But he has a line, the O Yedios Hateva. Therefore, the Rashba insists in his time, Trefa Ein Ochaya, whatever the Gemara said, is over them. Listen carefully. Treifa, however, has to do also with man. Where do you have? Ahoyges a treifa is potter. So what's a treifa by man? A fellow underwent surgery, and then someone shoots him. The person is innocent. Midini odom. Chai v'dinei shemayim, because he killed the treifa. Yeah, listen to this lashon. Quotes the Rambam. It says, "Furish b'Rambam pei beis b'rotzeach halacha ches." It's worth taking a look at it. Very nice. Shekosav ha'hoiges ha'treifa poter midinei odom. Listen, this is quoting from the Rambam. B'chol, no, I didn't give you that. No. B'chol odom b'cheska sholim. Therefore, ha'hogo nerag at she'ivoda b'vadai she'ze treifa. And here's the critical line. V'yomru ha'rofim she'makazu ein lo tale b'odom uvo yomus. The Rambam took care of that already. Treifa, he has, we'll learn, yutches treifa uzaloch l'mosh misinai. By Odom and also Shalacha Mosh Mishinai. What is Treifa by Odom? Koma Shayomu Lo Harofim. Shemakazu Ein Lo Tala by Odom Bo Yomus. He's a Treifa. If not, he's not a Treifa. Treifa Odom was strictly limited to the knowledge of the time. And therefore, Ein Ochanami. A person could be cleared a Treifa in the time of the Rambam, and escape Misas Bezdin. And nowadays, we put him to death because the treifa will be higher, that man could perfectly will. He throws in, right? Not left alone. But Shemakazu ein lo tale ba'odom uvoyimus. Ein lo tale ba'odom means there's no cure possible. There's nothing man can do about it. He has no solution to his problem. So nowadays, someone gets shot. A lung is punctured, he doesn't die. So if he has lung is punctured, a second fellow comes along and shoots him, the second one will be chayav misa. The first one didn't kill him. First one maybe killed him or something, but didn't kill him. The first one had a solution, the second one had no solution. That we'll see. I gave this a little introduction because it impacts on Gid HaNosh also. I don't know if you people already have done any thinking about there, but there's some Sfarim out with pictures. Okay, Art Scroll has inadequate pictures. But there's a Sefer out, I'm sure it's in the library, Sichas Cholim. Okay, big fat Sefer, I own it, I'll bring it to class. That seems to be the best. Why the best? Not that he has anything right, but it's the best. He has line diagrams, line drawings. Okay, and the line drawings, that's main. The line drawings are accurate and easy to understand. People, excuse me, I don't turn off the phone. I think last year, Rabbi Reese made an announcement in the Spedlish, have I turned the phone off except Tendler. It's unfortunately, this is my fate in life. Calls come in that need to be answered. If it's a hospital or a doctor, I take time to answer. The line drawings are better than, there's another safer art, I'm sure it's in the library, which has live photographs. In other words, a dissection and a photograph. Trouble is that an animal with all its kishkis in the picture, you don't know what's on top and what's on bottom. It's not. It doesn't add any clarity to the Gemara. It's a good reason for selling the Sefer. I have live photographs, very nice. But the line drawings are far, far more helpful. Yeah, it's clear, etc. Yeah. That you'll find useful to get to. But we're not going to spend that much time on trefos. We just bump into it occasionally. But if you do, it's important. Get an usher, and we'll see that the line drawings are important. And there, Art Scroll, someone has an Art Scroll ready at Holden. Art Scroll has a first page of Gid HaNosh, has a very good picture of the Gid HaNosh. Now, let's start off with Gid HaNosh. Gid HaNosh is alive and well. But we have very little contact with Gid HaNosh. That may be why the Mechaba put together Chelev, Gid HaNosh, Dam. Why all three have the same problem. In that they wander in the animal. Right? Dam, he doesn't mean blood. He means blood vessels that have to be removed because of Isodam. The problem with a kosher butcher is most severe and gets more severe each year. Because Tishchite, no sweat. The bodek, no sweat. Then comes the meat into the butcher shop. He has a heck of a lot of work to do. He has to take out the chute dam and the chute chelev. Okay, let's give you a little background. Chelev, in broad terms, differs from shuman, which is kosher. Shuman is above the diaphragm, chelev is below the diaphragm. Chelev is what goes on the mizbeach. What goes on the mizbeach is also marchib. So what do we do today? The butcher would have to go ahead and remove, besides knowing that below the diaphragm is chelev, there are chutei chelev that extend from below the diaphragm above the diaphragm. Which of these chutei chelev? Nobody knows. You have to ask a butcher. How does a butcher know? He learned to be a butcher from a butcher. There's no sefer that's of any value. It all remains masorah. It remains the oral tradition. A butcher, the Ramah mentions it, that you cannot learn to be a butcher from a book. You only learn by apprenticeship. Now you better be sure that the fellow who taught him knew what he was talking about. And that's why in every area, on the Lower East Side where I grew up, there were a lot of kosher butchers. Now they're all Spanish. Once upon a time, there wasn't a street that didn't have Bosa Kosher, a sign Bosa Kosher on a window. I remember the first Shabbos that Rav Shatsky Zechein Levoche came to America. So he moved in a few houses away from my father-in-law. And my father-in-law called me, it's the first Shabbos, we should go visit him and take him for a walk, show him around the area. The big thing was a walk on the East River Drive. That was a big excursion for Shabbos. I remember walking along Henry Street, there must have been four or five butcher shops, and Rav Shasta spoke many languages, including English. He spoke Polish, etc. Yeah, he was a member of the Polish Senate, whatever it is. Yeah. So he sees the sign, it's Bosa Kosher Meat Market. He looks up Bosa Kosher Miat. Okay. Bosa Kosher Miat is a problem. A butcher has to be a Kabbalah butcher. Okay. We try to avoid that problem, that we aren't many butchers who study well, by introducing box meat. Box meat means at the slaughterhouse in Iowa, where the unions aren't strong, so that all the butchering. Gets done out there. That's where the Lubavitch has its big plant there. They try to do the nickel over there and send in, instead of sending in, like most butchers get, a quarter of beef, and then they have to do all the work. They already give them steaks, all cut up in boxes, so that the nickel is done under the supervision of the slaughterhouse. But nikkul is the big problem. We avoided one nikkul, the nikkul agid anoshe. How? We cut the animal at the 13th rib. That is above the diaphragm. 13th rib, and that hindquarter of the animal is never eaten by kosher trade. It happens to be the best meat, what you will see in the paper, sirloin steak, that's from the hindquarter. In Europe, everybody ate it. Everybody made Nikkur Hagid. You see from our Gemara, Nikkur Hagid is a tedious job, and therefore it's not done. So we get rid of the Gid Anosha, right? And we sell it off to the mafia. A kosher slaughterhouse can't run without the mafia. Why? You need someone who'll take away the other half of the animal. The mafia run a whole bunch of Italian restaurants. If you want glatt kosher meat, the best place to get glatt kosher meat is an Italian restaurant. Because all the glatt shchita goes right to them. They have no problem with Niku. That's it. Mulberry Street, I remember. It's an area that I grew up. Every few months there was a festival to some Avodah Zarah there, and we'd walk down to see, because they had games and a fair and so on there, and you saw parked in front of the restaurants, you saw the delivery trucks, right? Bosa kosher, right? Delivering meat to the Italian restaurants. But Gid Anosha also is a source of taruvos, meaning one of the major halachas is Yerech Shenizbashabo Gid Anosha. So we get involved in the fundamentals of Bittul Behov, right? Tam Keiko, etc., etc. That really is the reason that I was going to start with Gid Anosha there, because that really lays the foundation for Taruvos. Just that there's a lot more in Gid Anosha, which we'll see. If it wears heavily on you, we can jump more quickly. Yeah. I think we have time to do the Shulchan Aruch on Gid Anosha. It's only two pages, least the Yisra Machaba. Okay, you have one for me too? You have two of them?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not your day, hey. What happened with
next page,
I think. With Pisa Chuba, that one? Was the one on the first page too?
Is there a Pisa Chuba on that page?
Huh?
Oh, it's at the bottom.
You missed it.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I didn't get
got it.
Got it? No, it's not on the copies.
Yeah, you didn't get it.
Sorry, it was not on the copies.
Okay. That's the one that's on the bottom. This nature this Pisa Chuba didn't make it on the photocopy. They don't have a legal size paper machine, do they? Upstairs. You can't take legal size paper.
I think so.
Yeah?
There's also a way to adjust the size.
Was it 11 by 14?
That would make it really small.
I think so.
Most likely not, because then they would have taken it. Anyway, listen to this Pisa Chuba. I'm sorry, first, the Gid Anosha noy bebeime bechaya. Atilu in ein kaf shalehem ogu. Okay, just jump ahead. The Gemara has a big machlokis, right? Gir hanoshe is defined as that sciatic nerve that goes across the buttocks. The buttocks is a raised cuff, like a spoon-shaped piece of muscle. Right. So Yimala says, but what if an animal is meager, an animal is starved, he doesn't have it? So, okay, machlokes, some wanted to say, if it isn't ogul, then it's not a gira nosha. Okay, so that's where the machaba comes to conclusion. Gira nosha noi bein v'chaya filo ein akav shem ogul. V'noi b'yerer shal yamin u'b'yerer shal smol. They know I'd be off. The pneishen kaf shelo ogul, avol in nimtzolo kaf ogul, no igbo. But ain't soch lidzok acha v'imu ogul. You have to examine the chicken. But if some chicken has a fat behind, chay v'gid anosha. Okay, that's what I gave you there. I have to have in my files. The last page. Some kashrus organization, right, wants to show off how good they are. His gala of nadir, unusual animal, achayim isofek beniku giranoshe. Okay. So number one, you should know that there are a lot of baloney. Okay. The picture they show, right, of a bigger chicken. This is a smaller chicken, a bigger chicken, with a. More of the dark meat on it. That's not what the Gemara meant. Ogul. Ogul meant ogul, right? Ogul is shaped like a cup. Here it just increases in size. That's not what ogul is. Ogul refers to the humping up of it, right? That would be. Halacha says if yes, there is such a chiyuv with the raisit rabbanon, most likely the rabbanon. Okay. Nevertheless, out of curiosity, since I had it in my files, I make it available to you. Okay, but the main purpose of this article was to show off how good their mashgichim are, that they spotted something unusual. I'm sorry, you don't have the Pisri Tshuva, but that's what I wanted to listen to the Pisri Tshuva. Okay. Eich chsam sofer simen samartes. Right. Ma shekosav hakresi uplesi. She menaker echad. A menaker, that's a term for someone who is a bodek menaker. Right. She menaker echad. Herish ha'olam. What's the herish ha'olam? Right. Mind you, must have made the New York Times front page, right? What he said, she gid hanoshe hu gid echad sheine nimtza ela b'meimos chorim v'lo b'nekevos. Gid hanoshe applies only to male animals because you don't find it in female animals. And who said this? The case you place it. No one understood what he said. So what? So he brought a raya. Shehera lo bismag in sefer mitzvos gadol shekosav mitzvos gidanoshe noig bischorim ubenikevos. So he said, how did this fellow go ahead and say it's noig only bischorim when the smag says befelich is noig bischorim ubenikevos? Now, anybody who looked at the smug will realize what Sag said was, like many mitzvos, noy b'schorim u'b'nekevos, that men and women are both b'chuyiv the same mitzvah. And nothing to do with the animal zocha nekevo. Look at the smug, practically every single mitzvah. He'll say it, the last line, v'noeg, like the mechinuch uses, the same lashon, v'noeg b'schorim u'b'nekevos. Sometimes say, "Benoig, like Mishchorim." Okay, but all other mitzvahs are mentioned, especially a lav. Isa Gid Noshe is a lav. Arkein Lo Sochlo B'nei Yisrael Gid Noshe. So certainly it's not even in Schogam in the cables. So he goes ahead and he refutes this Menakeo claimed that it only applies to male animals. How can you say that? The Smak said it's not even Schogam in the cables. Comes the next question, how can you possibly say that in the Smak? Didn't you know what the Smak would say? Okay? So, that's it. That's the whole thing. Sister Juba quotes it as a make curiosa. It's interesting that I won't take the time. If you look in the Samsofa that he quotes, he quotes this little miser. Then he goes into a long discussion trying to defend the Casey Placey, how he misunderstood, it's not misunderstood, that in this case, Schorim and the Cabos refers to the animals, Schorim and the Cabos. A way out, pupil, worthy to look at when you have time. Samsofa was, what do you call that, pushing the envelope on this one. Pushing your credulity. Not easy to believe what he said either. Okay, yes. But not to call your attention to this, the yeshivish world is aware of this. Okay? Continue the Shulchan Aruch. Right. Next. Ben chilek, ben chayel, behema, b'chol dover, osu, b'shem gid, o m'shem dam, b'chem b'ov, im hoyol o kaf. Lochain, kol dovo shemenakim bebehemo, tzoch lenakhe bechaya gamkein, rak vasha osu mishum chayle vein tzoch lenakhe bechaya. Okay? This little review you're comfortable with that. What's the chedek in a chaya and a behemo? Chaya chayle is mutum. No such thing as shum and chayle, everything is mutum by chaya. Right? And it doesn't a behema chaylev is also, but a behema doesn't need kisu adam, and chaya needs kisu adam. So the two things, therefore, it says noeg bikui or kvi. Nowadays, for some reason, they translate that as a buffalo. Why they translate it as a buffalo? Basically, the buffalo is not a chotzi chaya, chotzi behema. You kids, do you remember there was something in the paper at Yale or at Harvard? They brought up two Fum boys on charges that they called down someone was disturbing them. And they called down, "Hey, you buffaloes, cut it out!" They brought them up on charges because there were two Schwarzer down there, right, who were making noise. That insult them, called them buffaloes. No one knows why the heck they called them buffaloes. Because a buffalo is a chotzi chaya, chotzi beba. but no one, you have to be a yeshiva bacher to know what they meant. Yeah.
They didn't have buffaloes living in Buffalo. Huh? They didn't have buffalo living in Buffalo or Israel, did they? So what was the Gemara talking about?
Right now, all we have is chayas, those that are mentioned in the Torah. We mentioned just the Parshas Chayei, right? There are tzvi, yachmo, deer, antelope, impala, etc. Although people don't like, there's a unfortunate, there's a chassan, a chazonish, there, who says something that's really off, but nevertheless it's sticking there. And that is, they said that you cannot eat any animal except animal bimasoris, was traditional. So if I went into South Africa, as I did, and they shut a impala, right? So you don't know what it is, you can't eat it. It may not be kosher. But the title said, Malagera mafesis palso. No, that's only mimasoris. That's not true. And he quotes the Chochmas Adam for it. You look at the Chochmas Adam, it's not true. There's no such Chochmas Adam. Chochmas Adam is talking about Nechal b'masores, about a bird, nechal b'masores, not about a chaya or a behema. A chaya behema is nechal according to the Torah in its description. Yesho, if it has, shows mafreses pasa, malagero, mafreses pasa, shosa, sesa, shte prosos, which we'll discuss, we'll get you what that means. Not a hoof or camel looks like it has mafreses pasa, but it doesn't have mafreses pasa. Okay, yeah. My first fossa requires to have the easiest way to remember another joint, one joint, joint, then the split. If the split is from here, it's not my first fossa. That's why my first fossa is tape fossils. Okay. So doi bikui. Monashach, whatever a kui is, a kui or kvi, some pronounce it, if it is a chaya, it's chaya begidah noshe. If it's a behema, chaya begidah noshe. It makes a difference. Halacha lemaisa, we now serve buffalo. You can go to kosher restaurants and get buffalo. We are knowing buffalo luchumra. We also the chaylev, we have to remove the chaylev like a behema, and we also and we require the kisui adam on a buffalo. Before the bottom blood, it's a big tiche. Okay. Next, quick review also of halachas that you might know. Ain noeg b'shalil. What's a shalil? We'll have it in the Gemara soon. A shalil is a live animal, a live fetus. You shechted the animal, and you have a live animal in there. That animal is known as a what? Who knows the name for it? Ben Pekua. Okay? A ben Pekua doesn't require shechita. Any of you people there who cannot make up their mind what you'll do to support a wife, so there's a wonderful eitz I'm trying to sell to people, and that is, we find these ben Pekuas all the time. An animal gets sick, they want to shecht it, it was pregnant, you find a live animal. That animal doesn't require any shechita. You can shoot it. So you open up a hunting farm for glatt kosher Jews. That's the last hope you may have to earn a makovedik living. Okay? You mate two ben pekuas, all their offspring are ben pekuas. Don't require a shechita. One little gimmick, because of Marasayan, you also need a ben pekuah with a noticeable inheritable mum. One of the mumin that the Gemara knows about is a one club foot. Obviously, there must be a genetic thing there. So if it has one club foot, meaning one foot that's basically lame, right? And that's made it, and then all of them have club feet, or have club foot, then you can shecht it. Then you don't have to shecht it, you can shoot it. Shoot it, need it. So he says here, what's that halacha? There's Zos hachaya she tochlu. Yeah? Right? So the more darshans, kol ma shebesocho tochlu. Whatever it has inside is nitel b'shchita simu. Therefore, if it's a dead animal, a fetus that didn't survive long enough, so it's dead meat. It's kosher meat. The liver is kosher, right? The lungs are kosher. It's also kosher. It's kol ma shebesocho. It's perfectly kosher. Here there's a new machlokis. if it already had independent life. If it had independent life, maybe not. That's what he says over here. Yes, Omrim, right? Say no, Igbo, im Shomolo Chadosha b'motzu chai. Right? Some say no. That's only if lo Shomolo Chadosha, it was born dead. The cesarean section, the animal didn't lie, wasn't alive. Then the Gidanosha of that animal is kosher. But a Gidanosha of an animal that has independent life, maybe is not nitar b'shchita sibot. Machlek zigmar leon. The Nogol Achmek is for Achonam, even though from the Gemara is mashma more note lehatir. And so catch one more word, and I'll let the people start digesting. So we'll finish this. Let's stop here. We'll finish this in Mitzvah 1 o'clock. Now, people, when do you want to meet again? 1 o'clock or quarter to one, routine?
1 o'clock.
Huh?
One.
Sorry?
One o'clock.
Some reason, last time we always decided 1 o'clock. Okay.